I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Sports Virgins, the podcast from Pomodo, where a pair of total sport novices, that's me, Amy Vose.
And me, Matt Richardson.
Get to learn all about the world of sport. In this episode, we spoke about scoring a goal from your own half.
It sounds like a euphemism for masturbation, I'm not going to lie. Darts.
And don't quite have the beer gut for darts just yet.
Well, that's achievable. I mean, you can work on that. Don't put yourself down, Dylan. And the dark side of American football.
He's the only American footballer who we can categorically say is not a murderer.
It's time for the Sports Virgins. Hi, Sports Virgins. Can I just start this episode with a chat about something that's happened? I mean, we've only just launched and I have made a massive faux pas, which I didn't realise I was making, but it has quite serious connotations. It's highly embarrassing. Now, as you know, Matt and I don't know, obviously, a great deal about sport.
No, don't drag me into this. This is all you.
Well, you should have pointed it out, because now I might get hate mail and death threats or something. So you may have seen in our artwork, basically, when we took that picture, we grabbed a load of sporting equipment. And I thought, because we were at my house at the time, I thought, oh, do you know what, lads? I've got a sporty looking t-shirt. It's a t-shirt. It's my boyfriend's. It's an oversized t-shirt, which I wear to bed. I genuinely just wear. But I thought, oh, it's like an American sports team, so it'll look quite sporty. So I thought it'd be a good idea, right? And it looked quite good in the picture, didn't it? It looked quite sporty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Why did no one point out to me that t-shirt, as someone on Twitter pointed out, is the Redskins t-shirt, the American football team, who have recently been in the center of a very controversial racism row about the name of their team, Redskins, which I'm now wearing with pride on the cover of our podcast artwork.
We all said, Amy, and you went, no, this, I really believe that they shouldn't be changing their name. This is the hill I'm going to die on.
I just had a tweet from someone saying, edgy t-shirt choice, and I was like, what? And then I found out more about the Redskins, but it is just a t-shirt that was one of my boyfriend's old t-shirts wear to bed, and it turns out, yeah, it's slightly problematic. So what do we do with this?
Well, it's been a bit of a story in the US, hasn't it? Because a lot of teams are nicknamed, whether it's Redskins or Savages or Indians or Chiefs or Warriors and things like that. And they've all basically had to drop it in the last 12 months because of all the race storm in the US. But here in the UK, there's also been a few teams and there's been calls for them to drop their names as well. So Exeter Chiefs obviously just won the double in Europe in rugby. You obviously knew that, right?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I was just waiting for you to bring it up, because otherwise I would have jumped in there.
Yeah, so they're known as the Chiefs, and you know, a lot of their branding and their whole thing around Exeter is about the Chiefs, so there's been big calls for them to drop that, but they haven't, but in the US they all have. But yeah, good to see which side of the argument Amy is resting on.
Listen, I mean
the only reason I know about it is because South Park did a whole episode about it. And that is the only reason I've got any frame of reference for it, is because of a teenage boys TV show.
Well, what's really annoying is when I realised and read about the story, I was like, yes, I've read about this story. I know this story, but at no point did I... I don't think I've even ever looked at what's on the T-shirt. I just quite like the style of it. Like, I like American team sports T-shirts. So I'm sorry about that. I don't know what we do. Maybe we blur it out of the artwork or something, because I don't want to be... You know, I don't want to be people thinking I'm some kind of racist.
You don't want people finding out that you're some kind of racist.
Don't you start this. You were stood next to me in that photo and you said nothing, which makes you complicit, if anything.
Oh, damn it.
I think. So apologies for that. I can assure you it was by no means deliberate. You see, this is what happens when I try and be sporty. blows up in my face.
Yeah, you end up having to make some sort of like awkward Tory apology for saying something inappropriate.
Exactly. Okay, so do you think we can move on, guys? Will we be
yes,
okay?
Yes, I think this is okay. I think your ignorance gets you away with this.
Right, okay. Thank you for that. Something else I'd like to cover off quickly as well. Dylan, I noticed in the news there was an update on Ryan Reynolds buying Wrexham FC. I can't remember the other guy. I didn't even click on the link. I just saw the news headline. But do we know any more about why on earth this is happening?
Yes, we mentioned this a couple of episodes ago, but clearly this is going to be an ongoing thread throughout the Sports Virgin season. But the latest here is that they're deadly serious about this. They've now made their pitch to the Wrexham supporters and all the board of directors and everything. They've made their pitch to actually buy the club. So now there's a vote, and the vote's going to be made on November the 15th. So, I mean, they'll be stupid to not vote this through.
But, do we know how much they're offering?
I don't know how much they're offering, but it's owned by the supporters, so it's not going to be a huge amount. So
it's like a cooperative almost rather than anything else.
Yeah, I think they got into financial difficulty, don't know when, 15-ish years ago, and the supporters all got together and basically took control of the club. So I don't think it's going to be a big deal for, you know, two Hollywood superstars to take it over. But basically, that they were looking for a team in Western Europe, or then narrowed it down to the UK to take over, a team that had a bit of history but weren't doing so well these days. And they're going to create a Netflix documentary about taking this team from where they are today up into, well, you know, maybe the Premier League, I guess, is the end goal, but who knows?
Okay.
That sort of ruined it for me, because there's a cynical reason why this is happening. Like, because I thought it was, oh, these two people, they want to help this team. They want to give back to some small community somewhere. But actually, Netflix are paying them a fortune to make a documentary about it.
Yeah, but it's good for the club, though. You know, for them, they're going nowhere. It's a bit of publicity, a bit of money into the club. You know, if this falls flat, then it's going to look bad on those two actors. So I guess it's in their interest to make this a success, so which is good for the club.
Yeah, I like that. That's a bit like the Man United footballers did it for, what was it called? The team up. I watched some of that and it was amazing.
Is this Salford?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So like Gary Neville and all those guys have bought that club and, you know, bringing it up through the ranks.
But they must be a bit annoyed by this story, though, because they just like did a BBC documentary and Ryan Reynolds has got Netflix on board. They're probably thinking, oh, FFS could have got... that was really, the bits I saw, it was a very sort of inspiring story. It would have been a big Netflix hit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hopefully this one will be, you know, Wrexham's a very working class town, but the thought of two Hollywood A-listers going in there is just ridiculous, isn't it? So, yeah, we'll see.
Watch this space, I suppose. Could be a disaster or it could be amazing.
Yeah, I wonder if Ryan Reynolds will actually be starring in it as well. Like, will he?
Yeah, I mean, otherwise, like, I don't think they're just going to have a documentary about the town of Wrexham and their football club without any Ryan Reynolds stardust.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, they're pretty bad these days as a club, so maybe they're going to play.
Oh, now that is a storyline.
Yeah, put themselves up front. I'm now the owner. I'm starting in midfield. I don't care what you say. I'm playing.
So, this is a really stupid question, but could the owner of a football club technically go, I want to play, and there's nothing they could do about it?
Well, you know, that sort of is a bit more of a dictatorship in leadership style, but I guess technically you could, I suppose.
Yeah. So like, you know, some businessman swoops in and buys a football club and then goes, the reason I bought this is because I'm going to be the goalie.
Yeah.
And that would be
and
great.
That would just... That, see, why isn't there more of that happening, of like billionaires living out their schoolboy fantasies?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, fingers crossed. Matt, have you been up to any sports over the last week? You just mentioned you've been to an osteopath, so have you been playing a bit of rugby or something?
No, turns out the way I look at the telly from the sofa has ruined my neck. That's genuinely the reason.
Classic. Like, okay,
we were kind of talking about, I had a problem with my neck, and he was like, do you sit on the left side of the sofa and look at the telly that way? And I went, yeah. And he went, that'll be the issue. I'm like, cool, great, yeah, lovely. Loads of sport, mate. I've been playing a bit of chess this week, and I think we've all agreed that is a sport.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So no cheating, but I've been, that inspired me to get the chess board back out and play a bit of chess.
Very cool.
So, you know, actually, you're trying to trip me up there.
I know.
Screw you.
Eating my words, aren't I?
Have you done any sport?
I've done some yoga.
Is it a sport, yoga? Because you can't do it competitively.
It's really, that's really, competing is not the yoga vibe, Matt.
Yeah, that's why I had to stop. I had to stop going to yoga classes because I was always like, did I do the best yoga today? And the teacher would go, that isn't really the point of yoga.
No.
And I'm like, but I need, did I do the best yoga? That's what I need to know.
Yeah, no. So I did that. I did a CrossFit class, but that's not, it's not called CrossFit. I know. But no, Dylan, not. Won't be doing that.
You've done
for
all
a while.
The sports, I bet, haven't you?
But well, do you know what I did see this week? Sorry, I don't know if this is a new sport. I saw a couple of lads, no joke, on the park yesterday. You know, obviously people are taking to the park again because of lockdown to do sport. And they were sparring, you know, with the pads. Mm. And one of them was smoking a cigarette whilst boxing.
Wow.
So I don't know.
Just hanging out the side of his mouth.
Yeah, literally. Yes.
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, what a guy. So
in my local park, last lockdown, people were doing slack rope walking, just to give you an idea of how rough the part of London I live in is.
What the hell is that?
You know where they get like a rope, like almost like those bands they use to tie things to lorries, you know, and they put it between two trees and like walk on it and try and do tricks on it.
I was worried you were going to say this. I knew it would be that is wow. Very much. Yeah.
And everyone was sat in the park going, look at those absolute arseholes over there. But it turns out they're fair weather slack rope walkers. They've not been back. And yes, I can tell you all, they were white people with dreadlocks. So don't even ask. Don't need to tweet me.
Let's not get bogged down in this again. Come on. Okay, Dylan. So news stories this week. What have we evidently missed?
Yeah, a few things went on this week. It was the first round of the FA Cup this weekend. So we briefly mentioned the FA Cup in last week's episode. So do you want to tell me a bit about what you know about the FA Cup?
Any teams can have a go, is it?
Yeah.
Like any league?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, there's 736 teams enter the FA Cup every year. So, yeah, pretty much any team. I don't know
and you
what
can,
level to cut it off.
You can have, because I think my local team once played a Premiership team in the FA Cup at their home ground, which is fit for 200 people or something mad. You know, like that can happen, can't it? It can be a really exciting moment for smaller teams.
Yeah, exactly. You get some proper David versus Goliath matchups, but that doesn't happen really until the third round. So the big teams don't come into the FA Cup until round three.
Oh, I was just about to ask, because I was like, what if, you know, Man U got drawn to play against Ode BFC, which is a local town I used to live near. Like, that would be, that's why that happens then.
I mean, that is totally possible. Like, if that club gets through to the third round and draws Man United, that's totally possible. And that has happened in the past. Wrexham, actually, is one of the most famous ones where they played Arsenal once and they actually beat Arsenal at home many, many years ago.
That'll be good for the documentary. Maybe that's why they picked it up.
I tell you what, that game is going to be all over the documentary, every single bloody episode. There's been some real good sort of tiny little towns playing against massive clubs. There's been some cracking stories for that.
Okay.
So this weekend was the first round. So, you know, no real David Goliath matches, but, you know, you did have some teams from like the ninth tier who have actually played six qualifying games already to get to the first round. So for them, that's a proper David versus Goliath kind of match. Although they were playing against Harrogate and they lost 4-1. But still, for them, it's amazing for them to get to the first round of the FA Cup. I think that was called Skelmersdale United.
Skelmersdale?
The big Skelmersdale.
What's that?
But up in Liverpool somewhere.
Oh.
But the other big news from the FA Cup first round was that Wayne Rooney's brother, who plays for Stockport County, he scored a goal from his own half. Which is quite impressive. I mean, does that mean anything to you, scoring from his own half?
It sounds like a euphemism for masturbation. I'm not going to lie.
he probably did that.
He scored a goal from his own half, if you know what I mean.
That's like the other end of the pitch, right?
Yeah, exactly. So like a 50 metres plus shot that beat the goalie went in. And the interesting thing there is that Rooney actually did this in the Premier League when he was young. So God knows when, probably about 15 years ago. So it's almost identical. So it's quite cool for Wayne Rooney's brother to get a moment of glory.
Who does Wayne Rooney's brother play for?
Stockport County. And I can't remember who they played against. But
I always find this in certain things. There is always like someone mega famous and their brother is trying to do it as well. Like there's a few comics Jason Manford's brother does comedy. Ramesh Ranganathan's brother does comedy. And it's weird because you're just like, I personally would go, you know what? I'm not even going to try, because you've got to live in the shadow of these like absolute success stories. And yet they still go for it. Like it's this real underdog thing about it. And like Wayne Rooney's brother playing for Stockport County, go and do rugby, mate. Just do something different because your brother is one of the best footballers in the country. Why are you even bothering? Because even then, you've talked about this massive achievement he's made and you reference his brother doing it when he was younger at a higher level. Like, it's just depressing for him.
Yeah. But also as well, what's really sad, I think, is if Wayne didn't exist, his brother playing for Stockport would be like a huge achievement in most families, right? That would be like, wow, absolutely. He plays for Stockport. But because you're up against Wayne Rooney, that's like, well done. It's just, that must suck.
But, you know, good on him, though. He's had his one moment of glory. I mean, let's be honest. Most people didn't know this guy existed, but now he's had his one moment of glory. So,
what's his name? We're just saying Wayne Rooney's brother. What's his name?
I don't actually know his name.
Oh, no. We're just talking about him. I feel
Wayne
bad.
Wayne Rooney's brother.
What's the guest?
Liam. Neil. Oh.
Roger. Actually, Roger Rooney.
Roger, if they've gone
Adam,
for Wayne,
is it Adam? No, John.
John Rooney.
John Rooney.
John and Wayne. They're called John Wayne. That's amazing.
Oh, I mean, that is. I mean, massive Western fans in the Rooney household.
Fantastic! Amazing. Yeah, so good on him. Good old. I was going to say John Wayne then. No, good old John Rooney's had his moment of glory from the FA Cup. So that's the FA Cup. But I'm sure there'll be a lot more stories to come from the FA Cup, especially in the third round where, like we said earlier, the big teams come in. So you get some proper big matchups or big differences in standards. So we'll recover that in a few weeks' time, I'm sure. But the other main sort of news story that I'm going to cover off here is that there was actually a World Cup over the weekend in a sport.
Oh.
Yeah. So I can sense the excitement. No, it was in darts. So it was the Darts World Cup over the weekend.
Is that the one that's normally the big thing in London, Alexandra Palace, and like everyone looks like they're having the best time ever?
Have you ever been to that?
No, but I would love to go.
No, I think it does look fun, yeah.
It is amazing.
Have you been?
Yeah, it is such good fun. Honestly, if you go to one sporting event, just make it that one in the Ali Pali over Christmas time. So that's the World Championships where everyone's competing individually against each other. So then there's like the World Champion. But the World Cup that happened on the weekend is countries playing against each other.
So, wait, so there's an England darts team?
There is now, yeah. So England actually played Wales in the final.
Oh really?
And, yeah. And
I didn't know that.
Who won?
Come on, Wales.
Oh.
Yeah, so Wales are the world champions of darts. Who would have thought it? And not just beat England in the final, but Wales thrashed England 3-0 in the World Cup final out in Austria on the weekend in darts. So little Wales world champions.
So I really feel like darts is such a British thing to do, but other countries play darts in the pub.
So there were 32 countries entered in the World Cup.
Really?
But, I mean, from what my knowledge of darts is, I only thought that there was about four or five. Basically, you've got England, Wales, Scotland, Netherlands are really good, Belgium are quite good, and then there's a couple of good people from maybe Australia, Canada, there's a couple of others, but...
So it's almost like the rugby. It's the same countries that are good at rugby are good at darts.
Yeah, and they're big fellas as well. So actually, you know, most of them could.
It works. And like the rugby drinking culture, darts drinking culture, it's sort of all the two, they really go hand in hand. Who knew that they were sports brothers?
Well, actually, one of the guys that plays for Wales, and he's like the main man for Wales, so he was a professional rugby player beforehand, and then clearly realised, hang on, I'm quite good at darts, I'm going to have a go at that.
Hey, Dylan, have you ever thought, you know, I know that you've got a history where you could have played rugby for Wales, maybe you should settle on darts.
Yeah, I know, I don't quite have the beer gut for darts just yet.
Well, that's achievable. I mean, you can work on that. Don't put yourself down, Dylan.
Exactly.
Look, we're not here to body shame, okay? No. Like, don't say you don't have the right body. You don't have the right body yet.
Yet. Well, the interesting thing about, the interesting thing about this guy, the ex-rugby player, he's, you know, he's quite a big chap. They're all big chaps, but he's in good nick as well. And being an ex-rugby player, he's quite confrontational on the hockey. So he's been quite a controversial character over the last few years. He's had lots of arguments.
What's the hockey?
Oh, the hockey is basically like the thing, they have to stand behind the hockey to throw the dart on the board.
Oh, right, okay.
But so it's like the field or the court.
But they can like have a go at each other and sort of like try and psych each other out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't happen very often, but he's very niggly and he gets in people's faces and he's very confrontational and people don't like it. But I think it's great for the sport.
I think, you know what, next year, I think a Sports Virgin's trip to the darts is what's needed.
Oh, yes.
100%, 100%. And so some of their nicknames are sensational as well. So the guy I'm talking about here, Geraint Price, the Welsh guy, so he's called Geraint the Iceman Price, and his partner was Johnny the Ferret Clayton.
Oh, that's
the
better.
Ferret.
That's better.
Ferret,
ferret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you'd be gutted on the nickname given out day, wouldn't you? It's like, okay, so you're called Laser, you're called Iceman, you're called the Flame, the Ferret, and yeah. You are. Sorry, why am I the? Let's. Do you want to find out why I'm called the Ferret? No, I don't. I don't think I do actually. Like, yeah. I'd rather not know.
Yeah, Bagsy the Weasel.
What would your nickname be for darts, Amy?
Maybe. Oh, I'm quite small, so maybe like the Gnat. Or the or the Shrew. What about you? You're quite tall and
I'd be Matt the Limbs.
Ah, okay.
Oh, I'm good, very limby. I've got the advantage for darts that my arms are really long, so like I let go of it basically next to the board. So I think it's basically like doing a thumbtack.
Oh. Dylan, something Welsh maybe?
I'd like something like Dylan Dead Eye Pugh or something like.
He's thought this Dead through. Eye. He Look came up with that
this.
Quickly, didn't
yeah,
he?
Really?
He's thought about that before.
I wouldn't mind this exact thing that I've thought about with a backstory.
Hey, look, I've spent hours down the pub playing darts. This is pretty common conversations that we have.
But you know what? That's what I was thinking. How do you get into like the England team? Like, where do you? It's probably the only sport where you start out getting good in the pub, right? Like, what do you have darts clubs and stuff?
Yeah, you do. A lot of local like rugby clubs or normal sort of pubs have darts teams. But darts is a pretty legit operation these days from a sports perspective. Sky Sports have done a fantastic job at taking what is a pub game into a sport that sells out arenas for, you know, 15,000-20,000 people. You know, you need, like the Ali Pali World Championship, you need to book that months in advance, otherwise it gets sold out. And it's, you know, live on Sky Sports. Yeah, they've done a phenomenal job there, loads of sponsorship. And these guys now are very professional. The standard's gone up and the production value, even around their ring walks, or not ring walks, but their walk-on music is fantastic. I don't know if you've seen any of those, but the music they all play is either like really cool or really silly. So the whole entertainment value around darts is top-notch as a sport.
I'm into that. I'll have a think about my walk-on music as well, Matt. I don't know if you've... Dylan, you'll know yours immediately, I'm sure.
Look,
but...
I mean, the luxury of being a comedian is I get to live my walk-on music fantasy because I have walk-on music for my tour. So,
I've seen this, but I can't remember what it was. What did you have?
I've had loads of things. So my last tour was Sum 41, Fat Lip, walk-on song. I had One Vision for one tour, but my favorite one was I did the Superman theme once many years ago, and it doesn't kick in properly till 1:42, and by that point they don't like you anymore, so it's a real satisfying feeling walking onto them going, oh,
that was a long intro.
Well, maybe that can be a task for us. We need to figure out what's our walk-on music, Amy, before maybe
okay.
next
I'll give episodes. It. I'll give it some thought for sure. Yeah, okay, darts.
So well done. Congratulations to Wales, world champions in
well
darts.
Well done, Wales.
Well done. Okay, well, before we move on to the next news story, we'll be back in a moment after this short message. Sorry, Matt, someone's at my front door. Give me a second.
Hang on, Amy. This podcast is more important than someone at your door trying to just sell you some double glazing.
Now, normally I'd agree, but I'm expecting my delivery from Beer 52.
What is Beer 52?
You've not heard of Beer 52? Do you like craft beer, Matt?
Who doesn't? I love craft beer.
Well, you need to get involved with Beer 52. It's the world's largest beer club with over 150,000 members, and they deliver a case of hand-picked beer with a different theme every month.
So a case of beers from around the world without having to leave my house, which I currently can't legally do. Amazing.
Exactly. And Sports Virgin's listeners can get their first 8 beers completely free, plus a free snack and magazine.
What kind of magazine? I've already got quite a diverse selection of niche magazines.
It's a magazine about beer, Matt.
Ah.
Right, I really need to get this, Matt.
Hang on. What's the catch?
There's fewer catches than David James had on a bad day. All you need to do is go to www.beer52.com/sportsvirgins and cover the postage costs of £5.95 and bingo, 8 free beers delivered to your door. And you can pause or cancel at any time.
I'm sure that was a very funny joke, but who is David James?
Don't know, I think he was a cricketer or something like that.
What if I only like light beers? Can I just order those?
Of course you can. Just the finest light or mixed beers from around the world.
Right then, you better answer that door because I'm heading to www.beer52.com/sportsvirgins right now to get mine.
It was someone selling double glazing.
Ah, knew it.
So the next news story is from the world of swimming, where there was a Lithuanian swimmer called Danas Rapsis. I hope I've pronounced his or her name correctly. They were swimming the 400-meter freestyle, so not front crawl, or maybe they were doing front crawl, but it was freestyle. They were on course to beat the world record, but the guy miscounted the number of lengths he did and stopped 50 meters too early.
Oh, no. Oh,
couldn't someone tell him?
Well, they did. So he stopped, looked around. Someone told him. He realised and thought, shit. So then he continued.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But then he's mucked up his time, right?
Is 50 yeah. metres in that pool, is that one length of the pool or two lengths?
Well, I think this was the problem. So normally the professionals will swim in a 50-metre pool, but this one was 25 metres. So I guess they have to do double of the lengths. So he obviously miscounted. So... But he still won, though, so the other ones were clearly quite shit because even after a quick stop, he still won, but obviously miles away from the world record, so he's lost his chance.
That is, yeah, you'd think they'd have some kind of flag or something when he'd done it, but I don't. They don't normally do that, though, do they?
No, I mean, you know, usually it's pretty simple to get it right, but yeah, the poor guy. But have you guys ever swum a 50-metre length in a swimming pool before? It's not very common in this country, isn't it?
What
Olympic size? I've only seen an Olympic pool once in my life, and they're huge.
Yeah.
50 metres is way bigger than you think it's going to be.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I've been in an Olympic pool, but I just remember, did you at school have to put pyjamas on and dive in and get a brick from the bottom?
Pyjamas?
That was my swimming experience at school.
Basically, they were assuming one day you're going to be on a cruise ship that sinks at night. That's what they all thought. I don't really understand. And also, do you remember they teach you, what's it called, treading water, where they're like, if you get your head wet, you're dead. That was basically the thing, wasn't it? You're like, if you get your head wet, that's all your body heat gone. And you're like 7 years old in a pool. Yeah, really weird. Why do they teach us that? Is that a drowning thing?
Yeah, it must be that, like, if you're in a situation where you're in your normal clothes, maybe not pyjamas, maybe they just use pyjamas, that you can dive in and get a brick. But, I mean, I've never seen those bricks out of anywhere other than a swimming pool. I don't know about you. So I don't know when that situation is going to occur.
I used to really hate swimming lessons when we used to go as a... Like, I used to do them, like, away from school, but the school ones where you'd have to wear a swimming cap. I had a varuka once, and I had to wear a varuka sock. And I don't think
social
I've ever experienced
suicide.
Anything... It was basically like, you know that bit in Game of Thrones where she walks down the street naked and someone's going, shame! That's what it felt like wearing a varuka sock. As an 8 year old,
you've got the lurgy, haven't you?
Yeah, really do.
Yeah.
Did you get any badges to sew onto your trunks?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, loads of badges, mate.
Mine
always had Tony the Tiger on. I don't know if you were the Tony the Tiger. Like when I was swimming and getting the badges, Frosty's sponsored the badges.
Were these legit badges or did your mum cut them out of the Frosties?
No, they were real. Like, yeah.
Mine were quite official ones.
Disintegrating. You know. what ones? How far did you get then, Amy?
I don't know. I just remember sewing a load on my cozzy. God knows. But I think I did all right. I like swimming.
No, I was quite shit at swimming, actually. I definitely got a few badges here and there. I don't remember what, but was never that good. I wasn't never really built for swimming, body shape.
I mean,
really.
I don't mean to be an asshole, but on eBay they're 15 quid a badge. So you could actually just sew them onto your trunks now if you like.
Yeah, okay, I might do that. I might get some credibility down in the local swimming club.
Oh yeah. I mean, £15 a badge. You know, I mean, would you get credibility as a grown man if you had a little Frosties badge just
wow,
next to you?
I'm just looking at your Frosties badge. I have never seen those, Matt. I'll be honest, they look like you got them out of a cereal pack. Mine were far more official looking.
Well, I mean, I think they look pretty official.
No, they don't. They look like you got them free with your Frosties.
Did I just have a swimming teacher just ate a lot of Frosties to give us the badges?
I think so, yeah.
That's why she kept giving us the same ones over and over again. She couldn't quite get the 100 metres.
Matt, you need to prove yourself here. You need to get out there and earn your proper 25-meter swim badge.
I mean, you know what? I am not a great swimmer either. Like, I try to do swimming as exercise, and it's awful because there's nothing to distract yourself with. It's just you and your thoughts in a pool.
Yeah, true. It's
absolutely depressing.
I quite like it, but what I enjoy doing now is seeing how far I can go underwater. And so if I can do a length underwater...
That's the thing I used to do when I was 7 years old on holidays.
Well, yeah. I get really competitive about it. And when I last went away with my boyfriend, I was like, can you watch? Just watch. I'll get to the other end. And then we had a competition, which is weird when you're in your late 30s, but it happened. And then I got an ear infection because of it. So I'm not going to do it again. So... so that's my swimming career.
So that's the swimming news. If you're on track for a world record, maybe don't stop a length too early.
Yeah, I mean, what? Even as a child, like swimming as a sport that people took seriously. But you know, when you're young, all the swimmers, they start really young, don't they? But they all went swimming before school.
Yeah.
And I used to just think, oh no, it's not worth it actually, is it?
My friend Jo did, and she'd go before school and after school. And I'd be like, yeah.
Swimming is really hard. Swimming's hardcore.
Like your skin must always be a bit chloriney as well.
Yeah, always just a waft of chlorine around you. Must be absolutely dreadful.
But I don't know about you, the bit I used to love after swimming was getting a snack from the vending machine. I'd always get a Wham bar or a Highland toffee.
We had a Wimpy in our swimming pool. So
swimming pool that you learned?
I think the only Wimpy in the south of England was at my local swimming baths.
Well, you're always hungry after you swim, so that's quite good really, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, let's move on to our most important guest on this podcast. He needs no introduction. It is Jürgen Klopp.
Hello, Spot Virgins. Jürgen Klopp here. This week's spotting jargon is Hail Mary.
Did he say Hail Mary?
Hail Mary.
He did. Hail Mary. Any ideas what that's all about?
No, I don't. But I did see him on telly the other day. And I just thought, wow, God, you're a very busy man. It's so lovely that he takes part in this podcast. It's a really big game. And he looked quite stressed at the time. So I guess this is a bit of a relief for him, though, isn't it?
The FA Cup started, so he's going to be a busy boy.
This is his priority, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know, he's just expanding his horizons. A Hail Mary. It sounds like something...
I've heard this.
I'm going to go really left field here and say... Ice hockey. Is it something to do with ice hockey?
Amy, any guesses?
They have the sin bin, so they might have a Hail Mary.
I feel like it's something more... I have heard it, but I feel like it's something more...
That's Tina Turner, mate. That's
it might not be. I've just heard the phrase.
Proud Mary.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Tina Turner. I'm going to go... Yeah, maybe American. I'm going to go American football.
Yeah, American football. Do you know what it is in American football, though? Yeah.
Do you know what it is? Of course not.
So basically, a Hail Mary is an extremely long pass in American football. So often when the clock is dead or there's no other options or you've got nothing to lose, the quarterback just literally throws it as far as he can into the end zone and just hopes for the best, basically. So it's called a Hail Mary.
Because they're basically, you pray that it goes well.
Yeah, and it's called a Hail Mary because apparently the first person to ever done this in a big, important match, which was televised and was a success, when he was interviewed after the game, they asked him what he was doing. He said, when I threw the ball, I closed my eyes and shouted, Hail Mary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So now it's called Hail Mary, yeah.
I wish you'd have shouted something a bit better, really, because you could have been calling it, could have been called Go on, son, or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, mummy, help me. Something, you know, something a bit more interesting.
But Hail Mary is quite, I wonder why he said, because it's obviously a religious thing, right?
Well, it's just it's a hope for the best, isn't it? Because and it's quite funny to see, because you often then get about 10 players stood in the end zone waiting for this ball, or like almost like a schoolyard kind of thing where someone throws a ball in the air and like there's 10 kids trying to catch it. But it's quite funny to see. And it's quite often doesn't work out, but on some occasions it does work out. And a few years ago, Aaron Rodgers, who plays for the Green Bay Packers, he did a really famous one where it was something like 65 meters. He threw the ball, last play of the game, and there was about 10 of them waiting for it, and one of his own team caught it in the end zone, touchdown, they won the game. Big, big story.
I think I've heard of him, and this is embarrassing, because he went out with Olivia Munn, is that right?
I don't know, I'm not sure.
You know Olivia Munn, the actress? She's like Hollywood actress, she's in like, X-Men and like,
Who's the one that everyone loves who's just gone to, Tom Brady.
Oh, married to Giselle.
Yeah. Married to Giselle, you know, but that's why they call me the Tom Brady of comedy. It's because I'm with Sam Rollinson, you know, it's kind of very similar thing. But he's amazing. Tom Brady's like the one, isn't he? He's sort of the Pelé of American football.
Yeah, there we go. You show off. Yeah, so he's generally considered the greatest of all time. Do you know, come on, you're showing off now. You've just named an NFL player. Come on, show off again. Give me some of the NFL players.
Oh, God.
Rock?
No, you've done Tom Brady, right? That was probably the only... Oh, God, a name just came into my head, but it's really dark. It's because I saw a documentary about that guy. Aaron Hernan... Was it Hernan?
Yeah, that's right. Aaron Hernan's Netflix documentary, yeah.
What happened with him?
Oh, no, it's really dark.
Did he do a murder?
Yeah, basically.
Well, there you go. That's not ideal.
He's died now. It's horrendous. But like, just the whole story is... But isn't a lot... What was quite interesting about that is I listened to a podcast about that because I got quite interested in it. And they were talking about how the effect of playing American football has on your brain. Yeah. And there's a huge research, isn't there, being done about how actually it can dramatically affect you.
Will Smith made a whole film about it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it's called Concussion. If you didn't remember it, I'm a bit worried about you, actually.
I don't think I've seen that.
All that American football you've been playing, Amy, has affected your head.
Oh, this is it. But would you think the same applies to rugby? Because I know it's not quite as...
Well, you could argue that it's worse, actually. It's just
because they don't have the protection.
Yeah, we don't... No helmets, no padding. Yeah. They're definitely taking a lot more serious. American football were the first to really take it seriously and do some proper research, but... it's early days for rugby. They're changing the laws a lot of rugby to protect the head because the reality is we don't know what the effects are. But yeah, they're trying to
Well, make it must be bad because you look at like any serious rugby player's ears. And if it's doing that to the outside, what must be happening inside? It must be awful.
Do you know what that's called?
Cauliflower ear.
Yeah, exactly. So imagine the brain's a big cauliflower.
But the few rugby players I've met, I can imagine that quite easily.
Yeah, same here. Now, we'll move on from that dark story of NFL
players.
Sorry
about that. You just asked. I don't know any other players.
Okay, I'll lighten the mood by giving you another ex-American football player, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's another one.
Hang on.
Again, Dylan, actually... that's not lightening the mood.
Yes, it is. I think you'll find it is, Amy, because he famously didn't do the murder.
Of course.
He's the only American footballer who we can categorically say is not a murderer because he got found not guilty because of a glove.
Correct.
There's a couple of well-known ones. So Dan Marino, he was in Ace Ventura: Pet Detective.
A film that has aged horribly with its views on trans people.
I've not seen it for years.
Oh yeah, mate, it's really bad. But that all happens because they steal the Miami Dolphin, don't they?
They do. Yeah, they steal the dolphin. Yeah. You also get Brett Favre in Something About Mary. Cameron Diaz.
I remember the film. I don't.
Cameron Diaz, the American footballer. Yeah, remember her.
But I find the college football angle really interesting because they take it mega seriously, don't they? And they're like huge stars, but they don't get paid.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, and like really thousands of people watch them. If they play well, isn't it like what I know about American football is the draft, which is a whole TV thing. The team that comes last gets first pick of the college players. So you then have to go and play for a team that you've not agreed. They just go, we're going to have you. And you go, all right, then turns out I'm moving to Tampa. Lovely.
Yeah, I'm sure the $30 million contract will sweeten the deal on that one.
30 million to go and live in a shithole.
But, you know, at least it enables sort of equilibrium in the league.
Have you ever been to see, like, American sports live, Matt?
I've been to baseball many years ago, and it was so long.
Oh, really? Because I've got to say, it's so entertaining. I went to see the Knicks in New York, and I mean, they must have played, it felt like they played about 4 minutes of basketball and about 2 hours of entertainment of like dancers and
yeah, the basketball is great fun.
They're good at making it entertaining. Oh, yeah, if you're not interested in the actual sport, yeah, like you're there for the atmosphere. Like it is a great day out.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, that's what the Hail Mary is. So, you know, the next time you're going to throw a ball to go long for someone in the park, you need to shout Hail Mary.
I have never thrown a ball with the intention of going long because there's no point. There's no point, is there? If you know what's going to happen. Like I was in the park the other day and some kids kicked a football and it came near me and they're like, over here, mate. And I was like, I picked it up and walked it over to them because I wasn't taking that risk.
Yeah, because as a grown man, you can't look stupid by doing that.
No, you can't. I've never kicked a ball. Like I can't emphasize enough how few times it's happened. So I wasn't going to make an idiot of myself then.
Well, this has all been a lovely chat and I don't mean to ruin it by getting very competitive, Matt, but it's time for Quiz Akabusi.
Yes.
Now, the scores at the moment, I am in the lead, 17-16. So it's very close. This is a tense time.
Look, it's all to play for. I'm very happy to kind of, it's actually 18-17.
Oh, I got it wrong. Okay, so it's, but still 1 point. That's, you know, 1 point between us. So that's pretty tight.
All to play for. I think it would be boring if the gap was bigger or if we were equalising. Let's keep it interesting and tight.
This is it. So over to Dylan for our quiz questions, please.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. Who are known as the Toffees in football? Bit of a strange nickname, really, to have. Not quite sure what the history is. Maybe I can look that in. But you ready?
No, not yet. Hang on. Wait.
Hang on. No Googling as well.
No, I'm not. I'm writing down my answers.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not Googling. Okay, I've made my guess.
All right,
okay.
You go first, Matt.
Newcastle.
Okay, Amy.
Tottenham.
Everton. I mean, you're both sort of in the same ballpark, but, you know.
Why are they called the Toffees?
Yeah, do you know what? I actually don't know, but let's find that out and we'll come back to that.
Is it not Toffee? Is it Toffee Hammers or is that another thing? Or the Hammers?
The Hammers is another team.
Oh, not Toffee Hammers.
So, yeah, the Toffee was sold in large quantities to fans as they watched Everton play in their three old homes. So Stanley Park, Priory Road and eventually Anfield. Oh, okay. So because they were served Toffees, they were known as the Toffee Men or Toffees.
The only one I know is Northampton are the Cobblers.
Yeah, they are indeed, yeah.
That's the only one. Because someone made shoes?
Oh, yeah, I guess
that'll do. Seems to make sense. Go with that.
Okay. So, question number two. Mm. What country won the Rugby World Cup in 2019? So, almost a year ago to the day, actually. It's not long off.
I was there when this final was played in the place in Japan. Okay. Yeah, I was in Japan. Not there to watch. I was there at the same time. And it was a nightmare because it just made hotels really expensive and I had no interest in the actual thing.
So, go on then. What's your guess? Oh, Amy, do you want to go first?
France?
England. Okay. England is
not. No. You're wrong. England lost in the final.
Yeah, phew.
To South Africa.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
So both wrong.
Well, at least my team were in the final.
Yeah, so
well, that's true. Yeah.
Maybe you'll still get 0 points, but still.
I know. It doesn't really matter. I'm still wrong.
Okay, next question. What team did Roy Keane play for? Now, there's a few teams, but there's one main team, but, you know, if you get some of the other ones, I'll be impressed.
England?
Okay. Amy?
Man U. He's correct. Irish.
He's Irish as well, yeah. So England is wrong on both counts.
So my safety guess wasn't even correct. Great, brilliant. There we go. Lovely.
Okay, so 1-0 to Amy. Next question. What sport is the Ryder Cup? Ready?
Yep.
Matt?
Golf.
Amy?
Golf.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure whether that was going to be a trick question with the Ryder. Okay, number five. How many points do you get for hitting the bullseye in darts? Okay, Amy?
180.
Matt?
50. It's 50.
It's 50, yeah, correct. 50.
What? Well, why do people go 180 in darts?
So that's if you get the treble 20, which is worth 60.
Right.
20. If you hit that three, you get three darts. If you hit the treble 20 three times, that's 180. That's the maximum you can get.
Well, they made me look an idiot. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
you showed some good enthusiasm there, though, so that's good.
You are so confident with the voice and everything. I love it.
Okay, question number six. What distance does each runner run in each leg of the relay in athletics? So, Matt.
100 metres.
Amy.
100 metres.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, slight trick question. There's also so it's the 4x100. There's also the 4x400 as well. So you could have said
400. Is there 400. Really a 4x400?
Yeah.
Ugh, that
the 400 metres is awful.
It's horrible, isn't it? It's a really horrible distance.
Yeah. So there we go. Well done. Okay, question number seven. Who has won the most FA Cups? So Matt, what's your guess here?
Liverpool.
Amy.
Man U.
No, the answer is Arsenal. I mean, that's a tough question, to be fair. But Liverpool haven't won as many as the others, actually. Arsenal, then Man United, then Chelsea, then Spurs. They're the FA Cup top winners, but Arsenal at top.
Right.
Okay, question number eight. Name one position in American football. Damn it, I think I gave this away.
I just remember this from films. Quarterback.
Yeah. Matt?
I've also gone for quarterback.
Okay, do you know any other positions?
Any other but quarterback? Yeah. Oh,
winger, wing.
No.
Quarterback, fly half.
No, there's you could have gone with kicker. That's probably the only one that's slightly relatable to the other ones. But
is that that's a position, kicker?
Yeah, there's a dedicated kicker. So literally, he doesn't play any minutes apart from when there's a kick, and he comes on and he kicks, and then he goes off again. Now that's the job. That's the job you want to have.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so move on to...
Do we get a point for quarterback or not?
Oh, yeah, you do. Okay. You do. Question number nine. What sporting event is held at Augusta? I'll give you a bit of a clue. It's happening this week, but hasn't started yet. Okay, so Matt?
It's the Masters.
Okay, Amy?
Masters of what?
Amy, what's your guess?
Cycling.
So Matt is actually correct. The Masters. Do you know what sport it is?
Golf.
Yeah, golf, yeah.
Okay.
Golf.
Oh, so, I thought golf and then I...
Yeah, so the Masters is happening this week in Augusta. Okay, question number 10. The last question. Who is Seve Ballesteros? Pronounced terribly, but we'll go with it. Matt, you ready?
Yeah.
Go on and Amy, you go first.
Head of the FA?
Okay.
Matt?
A referee.
No, wrong. He's a golfer from Spain. One of the greatest ever, one of the greatest ever golfers.
I was so confident.
Why were you confident with that?
Okay, who's the head of the FA or whatever? What's his name?
Oh, I don't remember the current head of the FA's name. But I don't think he's a Spanish guy. Yeah, he's dead now, but he was one of the greatest ever golfers. And it's kind of topical because he was one of the greatest ever Ryder Cup players, which was question number four. And also he won the Masters a few times, so which was question number nine. So anyway, so what were the scores and draws from that?
4-5 to Matt.
Yeah. Okay, so we're back to even. So we are now up to 22 all.
Oh.
Oh.
So 22 all. Good. Ebbing and flowing.
Okay, well, I'm embarrassed about that FA question. along with many things this episode, but that's...
I need to know who the head of the FA is.
Yeah, I just looked. It's a guy called Mark Bullingham or something, and I've never heard of him. So I've completely got it confused. Okay, so there we go, 22 all. It's still all to play for. It's very tight on Quiz Akabusi. So thanks once again, Sports Virgins, Dylan, for informing us. I think I've reached a whole new level of embarrassment, actually. I'm going to find out who that head of something that I'm talking about is, because I swear...
I mean, the fact you've even forgotten the head of what it was you were talking about.
Well, you know, I'll get there. Trust me, I will get there. And I would just like to add, once again, my apologies for my Redskins t-shirt. So,
and I would once again like to add that had nothing to do with me. That's all...
Well...
I'm very much going deck on Ant right now. It's all on you.
No, deck supported Ant the whole way. You should have pointed it out. You know, I think you saw it. I think you saw it and went, oh, she's gonna slip up there.
It's my time to shine.
Thank you, Dylan, for informing us. And hopefully we'll learn a bit more in the next week and see you next week. Thank you for listening to Sports Virgins, a Pomodo production. Please follow us and like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
And you can follow us on your social media platform of choice. We are at Sports Virgins. Follow us, tell us some sports facts, or more preferably, tell us that you know less than us.
That would help. Or any kind of sporting stupidity, please.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.